WildTalkRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If you're the man, what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
This is my brutality!
I eat sleep, bleed, the demons in your dreams. I eat sleep, bleed.
Twist and turn. It's the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Sounds, youtube.com/MBG1211 chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link to Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming Super Channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use credit code Rocket Soccer, Lindsay Ward in the Fortnite item shop, because hashtag epic partner. Things did not go as I think everyone thought to end Monday Night Raw. I'm the producer, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
You know, you get past a certain point in the WrestleMania season, which we have reached. We are post-Elimination Chamber. We are officially on the highway to WrestleMania. And the plans are set in motion. They're setting up for the show. And in the past, and I know this is the present, but in the past, once we hit Chamber, generally speaking, you knew what was going to happen. You knew you foresaw the plans, and there weren't going to necessarily be too many surprises or big changes. It was typically very predictable in terms of how they were going to play things out. Like, you crowned your Royal Rumble winner, you crown your Elimination Chamber winner. Those two go on to fight for the titles at WrestleMania. And unless there's a three-way, nobody else really gets involved. No titles change hands. Well, that was the past. This is now. Because we had a fantastic women's main event on Monday Night Raw. And, we might be getting a three-way, much to Rock's glee, because WWE changed the title. Rhea is no longer your Raw Women's Champion. It is now Io Sky, with a small assist from Bianca Belair. But Io Sky has won the women's title in what was a fantastic match. Like, the fact that they did that, I don't know why it's insane. Like, it shouldn't be insane. But again, I go back to the predictability thing, right? Like, I go back to the fact that, you know, they never used to do this. Once they had the plan, once the plan was in motion, and I know this is part of the plan, and I know we have like 2 months to WrestleMania, so a lot can change in that plan, and that's a good thing. But the fact that this is the plan, the fact that, you know, you didn't have Rhea wrestle last night and you saved it for tonight, and you actually had the title changing hands and we're on the official road to WrestleMania. That's just like, you sit here for a minute and you're like, what? They did what? They actually did it? Because normally when they have this type of thing and they're like, oh yeah, the title's going to be on the line and Bianca's going to be at ringside, we know how that's going to go. In the past, we knew how that would go. Bianca would screw Io, and that would potentially set up either a three-way for Mania, or it would set up a post-Mania feud for Io and Bianca, but Rhea would have kept the title. Oh no. Oh no, 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 no. Rhea Ripley got distracted. She took her eye off the prize for just long enough that Io Sky could take advantage and she could take that title away.
So the setup was one of the fantastic match too. Bianca and Rhea were exchanging words and had to be separated. They were shoving, and Jessica Carr got involved, kept them apart. She then, Rhea got confident. She was going for the Riptide off the top rope. Io countered into a Hurricane Rana into the moonsault for the 1, 2, 3. And Rhea's on the outside afterwards, just yelling at herself about over her, you know, being stupid and everything for failing to retain her championship on Monday Night Raw.
Yep.
It was a great way to do it.
And it was a fantastic way to do it. Like, I loved, like, you and I sat here because we were watching it together, and it was like, oh my God, they actually did it. Like, wow, they actually did it. They pulled the trigger on it. Like, again, I go back to the fact that you don't expect that just for how they've done things in the past. You don't expect them to change a title at this point unless they absolutely have to. That's generally the only time. So I'm completely down. Like, I'm totally down. The man says, I get why they did it, but I thought they could have got there in other ways. I just have a feeling he was going to immediately lose it at Mania. What other ways are they going to get there?
I mean, they have to change it. They have to change the title to get there, but it's a good thing that they did. And guess what? If she loses at Mania, it happens. That's wrestling. It's happened before. It'll happen again. It's wrestling. She held the title for a long. She held the title for so long before. It's fine if she wins it and loses it. Or she keeps it. And the biggest surprise of all.
That's like what, almost 2 months.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not what I would term a short run. It's not like she's going to hold it for a week and then immediately lose it. She could, but I would just add that back to what I said before. It's boring. It's predictable if Rhea keeps the title. Io winning it now lights a fire under Rhea. She got complacent. She took her eye off the prize. Bianca was there waiting to sort of set things up for herself, because let's talk about Bianca. She don't want to fight Rhea. She'll do it if she has to, but she's coming for that title. That's what she wants. And Io, at least to her, is a way easier opponent in certain aspects than Rhea. So she wants to fight Io. So she's going to, you know, do what she has to do to get what she feels is an easier opponent for herself.
I wouldn't disagree. I wouldn't think that's the story they were telling. I think she was challenging Rhea to show her something, and Rhea failed. That's why I saw it.
I think it could be both. We'll have to see how they follow it up, but like at this, you know, it's playing the game, and now Rhea's got to step back up if she wants to get back in that title picture. If she gets back in that title picture, I would be surprised if she gets left off Mania. I fully expect this to be a 3-way.
We're going to a 3-way, and we got 7 weeks to get there.
I can think of worse things.
The Intercontinental Championship for the women was on the line. Lyra Valkyria took on Ivy Nile.
This was a fun little match.
It was a good match. Nice solid title defense from Lyra. They did the predictable thing here. Yeah.
Yeah, they did the predictable thing here. Lyra retained.
Meanwhile, the Creed brothers challenged the War Raiders for the WWE World Tag Team titles. War Raiders successfully retained their belts here as well. So the American May did not get gold, but Chad Gable was in the streets giving a man $500 for a box that has mysterious power beyond his understanding. It's a lucha mask.
I'm terrified. I'm absolutely terrified.
Oh, it 100% is him going to be in a lucha mask. That's what it's been building to. He's got to learn the art of the lucha. So he's going to compete once in a lucha mask. Because it'll be his way to learning the power and believing he can beat a luchador, and he'll still lose.
Do this somewhat respectfully, WWE. Please, be respectful.
They are.
I know they are, but okay. We seem to be talking a lot about the previous regime. Just imagine how the previous regime would handle this, okay? Just think about that for a second.
This is not a one-off of him trying to learn lucha. It's not a gimmick change. Him wrestling under a mask once or twice, it's not a gimmick change. It's character development for what he wants to do and the feuds he's going to go into. It's no Shorty G. Still Chad Gable, the wrestling machine that he is, learning lucha to add to his style, to try to take down one of these luchadors like Penta or Rey Mysterio or other names to be determined.
Or other names that may be coming very shortly. We'll have to see.
So, whatever they're doing, they have a plan, and it's going to be good. It's not a Shorty G thing.
Let's see it out to the end, but let's all be, you know, very cautious about this. Because we all see the warning signs and we're like, I don't know.
Ludwig Kaiser was in the ring, and he talked about what was happening with Penta. He claims he'll be a future world champion. They said he has unfinished business with Penta. Penta came out. They had a fight, a little bit of a fight. Penta left him laying and then celebrated. Solid segment to get Penta on the show.
I'm wondering if Ludwig Kaiser can get any more cunty. Like, I'm curious if he can, like, do it. I just really want to know if he can. I'm sure he can, but just that man and the way he carries off that character is so good to me. Like, I love it. He does smug so well. Like, I do genuinely appreciate a heel that can carry off smug in such an easy way. Because normally it's like you see somebody trying to do it and it's like, yeah, okay, all right, you're trying, but you're not really doing it. No, he genuinely can carry it off. And it's incredible to watch. Because it's the whole body, the way he holds himself and his facial expressions and the way that he talks and just like it's the whole thing, man. It's the whole presentation. He does it so well. He got his ass whooped, but that's fine. Penta looked amazing. Kaiser looked amazing. It's all solid.
The LWO challenge New Day to a tornado tag match next week on Monday Night Raw. Good promo.
Okay. The feud continues.
Finn Balor told the Judgment Day he's going to deal with the Bron Breakker situation. So apparently Bron Breakker was doing an interview on the international Netflix feed. Come back from break. Finn Balor's interrupting it. Balor said the only reason Breakker is still the Intercontinental Champion is because Judgment Day has allowed it. And then Breakker said it's because he's a dog. And Baylor's like, I chew up rookies like you for breakfast or whatever, and they'll put him down. And then Breaker came out down the right down off the, you know, through the crowd, and Carlito tried to jump him. He got taken care of. Dom tried to jump him. He got taken care of. He goes after Finn. Finn hit with a sling blade, and he got right back up. He dropped Finn Balor. Goes for a spear. Dom pulls him out, or Dom. I think Carlito pulled him out for safety, or Dom did. What? It was Dom. And then Breaker speared Carlito. Good stuff.
Very good stuff. Like, it's I don't know if that was the wisest decision by the Judgment Day for sure, but Bron Breakker looked good, so there's that. But it was a really good promo, like, from Finn. Like, he was very powerful in it before he died for his sins.
Go on.
But I think that's the most, like, cohesive the Judgment Day has looked in a minute.
It has, yeah. Backstage, Kathy Kelly was talking to AJ Styles about Cena and Cody and said he didn't see it coming. Expressed surprise at what Cena did. Karrion Kross comes up from behind and said it wasn't surprising if you really think about it. Kross said it talked about a new generation not showing enough respect and mentioned Logan Paul example. And Styles says he's not Cena. Styles maybe the WWE needs a reminder of who he is, and he's going to call out Logan Paul next week on Monday Night Raw from Madison Square Garden. Styles says, as far as Cross playing with the devil on his shoulder, God knows my evil ways, said AJ Styles. And Karrion had a smile. Nice callback from AJ from a TNA gimmick with the God knows my evil ways, his heel gimmick.
Very nice. Number one, Cross is like freaking huge in comparison to AJ. It's like, oh God, he's big. But then again, AJ's small, so it makes sense. But like, I think the one thing that I really enjoyed, and we'll get to the biggest reaction here in a minute, but like the one thing that I really liked is the fallout to Cena and how it wasn't isolated to just the storyline on TV. Like, you had everybody like reacting and everybody like talking about it, and you know, like the fallout from this is so big that everybody in the company is impacted and everybody in the company is trying to deal with it. And yes, I know it's John Cena, right? Like, yes, I understand, but just the fact that they took the time to add that little detail for all everybody involved was really nice. Because normally you see stuff like that, like you have a betrayal or you have something like that, and nobody really reacts. But to this, it's like everybody's trying to wrap their head around what happened, and they just haven't gotten there yet in some cases, because we're still only like 48 hours removed from it. And it's like, what just happened? What does this mean? Where are we going? What is this doing? So I really appreciate that they did that.
The World said Rich Jamie and Guther took on Otis. Good match. Guther got the win.
Guther had something going on with his knee. Like, he has a big old, like, wound on his knee.
He did something.
He had a hole in his knee. Like, good God, dude. What did you do?
Gunther then kept the hold on Otis. Tozawa ran in. Jey Uso made the save. Gunther bailed. Theory and Waller attacked Jey from behind. This gave Gunther a chance to get in, back involved when Jey was getting the advantage on them, and left Jey Uso laying. Jey Uso cut a promo later, basically saying, you know, if you're going to count me out, you better think twice about it, because he's going to, you know, he woke up a beast, and he'll be ready. Yeet.
Jey, why are you walking around in Buffalo weather without a shirt? You will freeze your titties off.
Because that's what you do.
No, honey, you'll freeze your titties off.
Have you seen the one football player who goes to every Buffalo game with no shirt on?
No, but I will reiterate, put your damn shirt on. It's too cold to freeze your nips off. They don't have replacement. Well, I guess they do.
They do. You can get new nipples. Yes. So
okay, then go off. You want to freeze your nips off, go ahead. You can get them replaced. But just know it will cost you, because I don't think that's covered by insurance.
Monday Night Raw, though, opened up with CM Punk storming to the ring. He said it'll be like, you know, let's start him off with a bang. He said it's like he's liable to get the show thrown off of Netflix. He said, where do you want to, let's start with the State of Union of Address with CM Punk. You know, some people feel he's exhausted all possibilities headlining WrestleMania. He asked the crowd for a name, and Pat McAfee goes, The Rock. He looks in the camera and goes, listen up, Dwayne, you bald fraud. You think because you're on the board of directors, you're immune from criticism? Well, you don't know who you're dealing with. You're dealing with the best in the world. He said he'd love to say it all to Rock's face, but he hasn't graced us with his presence, and he's just pounding on his arm like The Rock does with the goosebumps. Punk said he's never worn a fake title belt and referred to himself as champion. He said he's never been so desperate to sell his soul. He talked about...
Even though we all thought he was.
Mm-hmm. Also, he's worn a fake belt. Maybe, I don't know. Punk then talked about John Cena. Says, we can all see you. He said he gave Cena the benefit of doubt for not qualifying for the Elimination Chamber, but he wouldn't let him fool him twice. He said he can now see the man that John Cena has been. He's all the bullshit he's been selling to kids. Mr. Don't Quit gave up on himself and all the kids. He said he would see Cena down the road. He made also, you know, a Make-A-Wish comment in there as well for him to you know, fight Rock and Cena. He said he would get his hands on both of those frauds and said they'll make a wish they never did. He said Becky Lynch better. Then he talked about Seth Rollins. Said Becky Lynch better come get her husband before he gets his hands on them. That brought out Seth Rollins, and they just started to brawl. Over and over again, had to be pulled apart. They just started brawling and brawling and brawling. At least 5-6 times, they had to be pulled apart. Holy shit chants from the crowd. And it continued backstage. They had to be pulled apart again. And eventually, Adam Pearce makes it for next week. CM Punk, Seth Rollins, inside a steel cage at Madison Square Garden. And he told Rollins just to get back on his bus. This was...
Sorry, go ahead. No, I was just laughing.
It was a fantastic promo by CM Punk. The crowd was hot. The pull apart brawl getting a holy shit and that this is awesome chance repeatedly from the brawl was a great way to do it.
Going.
Yeah, and the fans loved it.
I loved it. Like, I will never, ever, unless they do it like every week, say no to a good pull apart brawl. Especially when they spill it backstage, and especially when they are fighting until they have to literally be torn apart and somebody is shoved on, like, out the door and onto a bus or whatever, just to end it, just to stop them from going at each other. Like, I love that kind of shit because it's reality coming into the product of they can't wait to fight each other. Like, they can't even be civil. They can't even mind themselves. You see it as an audience as like that fourth wall that you're seeing that this is what's going on backstage in a controlled environment. And I love that kind of stuff, right? Because it's an injection of reality in quotations into the situation where Seth and Punk are just so pissed at each other that they're gonna fight, right? Like, it doesn't matter, it doesn't have, nobody has to be around, they're just gonna fight each other. And I love this, just the difficulty of pulling them apart is really what made it, because normally it's like you have them kind of pulled apart and they're like Okay, all right, I'm good. With this, it's like, no, they kept trying to go for each other. Like, you had Punk go for Seth, you had Seth go for Punk, and they just kept, like, trying to get them away from each other, and they kept crossing paths, and it would just start right back up again. And, like, there were, because how many security guys did each person have? It was at least, like,
A lot. There was too many to count.
There was, I mean, they went all out on the security detail, budget, because they had like the full security force out there trying to break this up.
I thought they were going to continue with the bus and have Punk storm to the bus.
That might have been a tad bit much.
No, so here's what I would have done. I would have had him storm to the bus and just start knocking on the door,
mm-hmm.
and not have Rollins answer.
Becky?
I would have had Becky show up.
I don't know if she's going to.
I don't know if she's going to or not, but if you were going to bring her back, that would have been the biggest surprise to do it that way.
I would agree, but at this stage, I think she's just signed like a merchandising deal, and she's probably just signed a licensing deal, and that's, I don't think she's interested really in wrestling.
No, she'll be back.
Bring her back after Mania. Because I mean, didn't she say that like the goal is for both her and Seth to be done in 2025 by the end of the year?
No.
I thought she said that in an interview somewhere.
No. Although there was a clip of an interview that was circulating last week about comments she made about her undecided future.
Mm-hmm.
It was from March of last year.
Oh, okay. All right, fair.
That people just ran with and not realize how old the clip was. So, good reporting. Anyway, this was a great Raw. Good follow-up to Chamber.
This was a fantastic follow-up to Chamber. Like, the continuity between the two was really nice. We had a lot of surprises. There was a nice level of unpredictability in the show. And it's not just, oh, hey, we're on the road to WrestleMania now. It's like, oh, no, we're on the road to WrestleMania, but a lot of stuff's going to happen between now and then. So buckle up, Buttercup, because here we go. Because is this Hunter's first unsupervised Mania?
No.
Or was that last year?
That was last year.
Okay.
This is Mania 2.
This is Mania 2. Well, he's going bigger.
But that'll do it for the Raw Post Show, live right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. Available tomorrow is the Rack Extra Views 2-Point Museum. Check it out tomorrow afternoon, wherever you get your podcast. Speaking of the Rack, we're live again Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern.
That's right. Tune in. Rock and I will be reviewing Elimination Chamber. We'll be talking all about the show, telling you what we thought about it. And yes, there are opinions beyond just reacting to Cena. We already screamed about that. But now we have to talk about the rest of the show because other stuff happened. So tune in Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. is another edition of CB Radio. There is no WTR Sunday night because there's an AEW pay-per-view, which means Lindsay has to make some more picks this weekend.
Oh, fuck, really?
And there will be an Excalibur Challenge this Saturday on CB Radio. We'll be back next Monday.
No.
For the Raw Post Show. Whenever Monday night Raw ends. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat if you have Amazon Prime link, your Twitch account's called Prime Gaming Support Channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use credit card Rocket Sock or
Lin's M Ward
in the Fortnite item shop, Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lin's Ward, LNSWD. You can follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lin's Ward, where we have been slogging through the 3.1 update of Honkai Star Rail. We're still not done, despite streaming for 3 hours today. We're still. But tune in tomorrow because I will be streaming for Genshin and I will be rolling tomorrow. So if anybody wants to come see me suffer in a gacha game in terms of trying to get stuff, you're welcome to come, you know, watch me do that. There will be screaming and crying and begging, I'm sure. So follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/LinsWard. Follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LNSWD. And follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/LinsWard. And on TikTok, LinsWard0.
This has been a Raw Post Show presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday for the Rack. Right back here for the Raw Post Show every Monday night. Right here, twitch.tv/WTRLive. Look in my eyes, it's a do or die.
WildTalkRadio.com.